Hello, Matrix citizens. This is your host once again, Tico, and today I am bringing you with episode 2 of the Blue Pill Podcast.
They killed Dr. Sebi, he was teaching health. I fuck with Rick Ross cause he teaching wealth. Dropped out of school, I'ma teach myself. Made my first meal on my own, I don't need your help. All black, Tom Ford, see special wave. City council meet, nigga hustle speak.
Welcome back, Matrix family. That was Nipsey Hussle, Blue Laces 2, from his last album, Victory Lap. In today's episode, our first topic will be about the late Dr. Sebi. Rest in power, Dr. Sebi. He passed away August 6, 2016. Or should I say murder? But who knows? Anyway, let's get started with the show. Who was Dr. Sebi? Well, for those of you who don't know, Dr. Sebi, he was a herbalist, okay, and a self-proclaimed healer, okay? His real government name is Alfredo Bowman, okay? He is African Honduran. Now, his cause of death, I've done some research. It says that he died of pneumonia, okay? Now, pneumonia is germs called bacterial viruses, usually cause pneumonia. Pneumonia usually starts when you breathe the germs into your lungs, okay? You may be more likely to get the disease after having a cold or the flu. Okay, now Dr. Sebi died in jail on August 6, 2016, after being arrested on money laundering charges. Now, Dr. Sebi was found not guilty of the money laundering charges. The Dr. Sebi Sell Food Facebook page released a post on November 9, 2016, stating Dr. Sebi and Pablo Medina were found not guilty the day before of money laundering by the court in San Pedro Sula, Honduras. Pablo Medina was released from jail and is on his way home to his family at Dr. Sebi's Cell Food in California. The Dr. Sebi community feels there was foul play involved in his death and that he died while being falsely accused. Now, that was a post I just read from naturallifeenergy.com. It's one of their posts, an article about Dr. Sebi. A reason he was arrested was because the previous case had been left open. When he went to jail the second time, the court combined the two cases, one for $27,000 and one for $50,000. He was then charged with money laundering for $77,000. Authorities detained Dr. Sebi on suspicion of money laundering on May 28, 2016, along with Pablo Medina Gamboa. After his flight from California landed at the Juan Manuel Galvez de Roldan Airport, authorities detained Dr. Sebi for possessing $37,000 as he and Gamboa attempted to board another plane to L.A. to La Ceiba, Honduras. Dr. Sebi was in jail since June 3, 2016 and was reported to have become ill with pneumonia on August 5, 2016. And his condition quickly worsened. Dr. Sebi died in transit as he was taken to Vicente de Antoni Hospital in La Ceiba, Honduras on August 6, 2016. La Prensa reported Dr. Edwin Interiano admitted Dr. Sebi to the hospital and stated he had no information about how he was treated in jail. Garden Bowman, his brother, had questions about his death and if something underhanded happened. He had entered Dr. Sebi's cell to find he wasn't breathing and presumably dead. This was a shock to Garden Bowman because his brother only had 2 months and 3 weeks to stay there, to stay here. Our community also has questions about Dr. Sebi's death. Rest in peace, our elder brother. Now, once again, that was an article from naturallifeenergy.com. That was a little bit of information about Dr. Sebi and his death. Now I'm going to go ahead and play an interview a couple years back. This interview is from The Rock Newman Show.
This evening on The Rock Newman Show, herbalist Dr. Sebi has worked with Michael Jackson and Lisa Left Eye Lopez. And he says his line of soul food cures everything from chapped skin to AIDS. He'll talk about his life growing up in Honduras to winning a case before the New York Supreme Court. That's coming up on The Rock Newman Show.
About medical science saying that I'm a quad?
Yeah.
I do not blame medical science for making that statement. Because my race has never done anything on that level of endeavor to express itself able to cure diseases on that level, in other words. Uh-huh. So, sure, I'm a quack, but I don't care what they say. What I was concerned with, not medical science, because I know that they're the one that is violating. I am not the violator. Hippocrates did not establish the school of medicine by using chemicals, because the chemicals cannot assimilate. A chemical cannot assimilate with the human body. An herb can, because they are electrical.
Okay.
Herbs are electrical. And we have yet to understand that. About the medical...
Okay.
Herbs are electrical. And we have yet to understand that. I was concerned with the black leadership of America, not medical science. When I had cured these people of sickle cell and lupus and herpes and blindness, I was happy. I said, now I could go to all the leaders. I could go to Minister Farrakhan. I could go to Jesse Jackson. I could go to Al Sharpton. I could go to Oprah Winfrey. But what I found out, I was mistaken. I was wrong. They are not interested in the healing of any black people.
That's an explosive claim.
That is not an explosive statement. That is a reality. There isn't a black leader in America that is interested in the health of the black race. You are electrical.
Regarding in 1979, I think it was, you were charged in New York City with practicing medicine without a license. You were ultimately charged, indicted, and taken before the New York Supreme Court. And I would advise my viewers who might be questioning your authenticity that you won that case. Now, what were the charge was practicing medicine without a license and claiming that you had a remedy to cure AIDS, cancer, and diabetes. So the question is, how did you win that case against what some people say are the toughest prosecutors in the land?
Well, it was 1987.
87, not 79, 87.
The 10th of February.
Okay.
My mother knew they were coming. When I told my mama that I had cured my 13 AIDS patient, she said, they're going to get you. They're going to get you.
So let me stop you there. You said I cured my 13 AIDS patient.
Yeah.
So you had 13 patients.
Yeah.
Who had AIDS.
Yeah.
And then you say you cured them.
Sure.
Keep talking.
So My mother said, they're going to get you. I said, but Ma, why are they going to get me? Because you must remember that you live in a society that supports a certain philosophy and a certain system. You being the color that you are, black, and then you're going against the grain, they're going to get you. So when I'm in my office on February the 10th, here come the detectives. You are charged with practicing medicine without a license, selling product not approved by the FDA, and claiming to cure AIDS and other diseases. Mm-hmm. I said, yes. Well, you are making a fraudulent claim. I asked the detective, how do you know that?
Because you were advertising in newspapers.
Of course. I advertised in the Village Voice, the Amsterdam News, and the New York Post.
And you were telling people through your advertising that you can cure
AIDS, sickle cell, lupus, herpes, blindness, diabetes, paralysis, and others.
Uh-huh. Okay, so they come knocking on the door and...
So knock on my door and took me to jail. But the funny thing about it, I was happy to respond. If they were, my first case of AIDS was cured in 1984. And since then, we've been curing people of lupus and herpes and cancer and blindness. Not one black leader ever said, well, let us help the brother.
That you just mentioned was...
Now, that was Dr. Sebi once again on the Rock Newman Show. That episode was published on YouTube on October 23rd, 2015. Now, to me, in my personal opinion about the late Dr. Sebi, I feel like for sure there should definitely be a movie made about him. I feel like a biography based off of Dr. Sebi's life, I feel like the world should definitely know about him, okay? Now, he did know how to cure a lot of diseases that us humans in this current society are fighting against, and it's killing a lot of people. It's killing people every day, okay? Mainly AIDS and cancer, okay? Now, one of his messages that I learned from Dr. Sebi is personally, and even how I was raised too, I know that nature is good for us. Anything that comes from nature is good for the human body. Okay? That's for sure. Okay? There's thousands, maybe millions of different fruits out there. Especially in America, I'm sure a lot of people don't know or seen too many different exotic fruits, but there's a lot of different trees out there in the world. Okay, now this best episode is about to end. I'm gonna go ahead and play some music. I'm gonna go ahead and play leave you guys with Blue Laces by Nipsey Hussle. Okay, I'll see you guys next episode. Once again, rest in peace. And rest in power, Dr. Sebi.
They killed Dr. Sebi, he was teaching health. I fuck with Rick Ross, cause he teaching wealth. Dropped out of school, I'ma teach myself. Made my first meal on my own, I don't need your help. All black, Tom Ford, special ed. City council meet, nigga hustle speak. $1 million project about to crack the semen. So one of our investments has become strategic. Summer 18, man, such a season. About to make my partners look like fucking genius. We was in the Regal, it was me and Steven. We done took a dream and turned it to a zenith. Anything I wanted, everything I needed. Gotta pace yourself, it's all about your baby. You can have it all, it's all about your race. I done took my name and carved it in the cement. flashback on that shootout at the beach. 20 deep. You tried to squeeze your gun jammed and they released. Blood on your teeth. How many stains? I see three. The bitch started to panic, so I made her switch seats. Driving there. Police chopper here flying now. Really not too spooked. Comedy asked me, am I dying now? All I know is keep you calm and collected. Cracking jokes like, nigga, now you gonna be finally respected. See your blood leaking. Got my foot on his gas. Toss the 40, we pull up to Daniel Free and see crash. You know the alibi. They start shooting, we was standing by. Ain't seen nothing but the flare from the talus fly. I wasn't there, I was.